Four members of the City Council sat in on Friday's Utility Board meeting, along with three of the five advisory board members present. The council was looking for input on how to increase water rates. That's after council members Bob Nielsen and Melinda Hofstad suggested a smaller rate increase earlier this month that would include forgiveness of $268,000 in debt owed by the water utility. The money is owed to the city's general fund. That's the part of city government that's supported by sales and property taxes. And it includes city administration, local school funding, police, fire, library, public works, and parks and recreation functions, among others. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman said he did not support forgiving that debt at the expense of the city's general fund.
I manage five departments for the city, and one of them is a general fund department. And so not only do I have to worry about the water department, but I have to worry about Public Works Streets Division. And I surely don't want that department to be impacted by something that another department is being given.
The rate hike proposal that was already recommended by the utility board did not include that debt forgiveness, and it would increase monthly service fees for all users 62% over the next 2.5 years. The city's per-gallon charge would increase just over 41% for all customer classes during that time. Councillor Bob Nielsen told the utility board he did not think the rate increase proposals were even for large and small customers.
We're still going the same thing. We're giving the commercial user, and I'm talking about the big commercial user, a real break on their water at the expense of the residential users.
Nielsen's proposal to forgive the utility's debt would not require such big increases. He wants to see a 25% increase across the board to start with, along with another 15% increase on top of that 6 months later. However, Utility Board Chair Mike Tolson said he did not support forgiving the utility's debt, and he thought the board's original recommendation, called Option 10, was the way to go.
Now that's where I came to why I supported Option 10 to begin with, is because if I just looked at the hardcore dollars on a business sense, I'm sorry, but I'm not taking customers in. I'm not considering the split between processors and residential. I'm not any of that, just sheer dollars for the department.
A motion by board member Neva Christensen to approve a rate hike based on Nielsen's proposal did not receive a second. But Christensen, Tolson, and Rick Braun did vote to send a letter reaffirming their support for Option 10, the rate increase currently before the council and already recommended by the board. That proposal passed its first reading before the council in November, but the council postponed a vote on the second reading this month. As for electrical rates, the utility board Friday also voted to recommend a 6% decrease for local electrical customers. Council had asked the board to consider that, along with a larger 10% decrease. Board member Rick Braun said they should try the smaller rate drop and revisit the rates after a year.
We should do it with the 6%, and then after we see what happens over the next year, I think we're going to see a considerable number of oil to electric conversions, and we will be able to reevaluate what the utilities finances are within a year and then have another look at it. Maybe we can afford another 4% reduction at that point if the reserves are building at a rapid rate. But I'd hate to go with the 10% and then in a year say, well, that wasn't a good idea, and then we got to drop it back. I think it'd be better to go the other way.
The board voted 3-0 to go with a 6% decrease and supported the proposal as drawn up by Power and Light staff. As proposed, that rate drop would be applied to a customer's bill in different ways depending on a customer's class. Residential customers could qualify for cheaper power at lower monthly levels. Small commercial customers would see a decrease in all three blocks of their per kilowatt hour energy charges, and large commercial customers would see a drop in their demand charge. The electrical rate decrease has yet to pass its first reading before the City Council. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.